Hi, Greg. How are you?
How's it going?
It's going good. I know you're pressed for time, so I'm going to respect it, okay? My name is Nadine, by the way.
Okay.
I'm one of the specialists in the department. I handled the pricing and details for your area, so I know that you've been speaking with Serge. He did send me over the notes. I did want to talk to you about the Google Guaranteed program. Have you ever heard of it?
I did see it recently that somebody is doing that, yes.
Okay. So Google Guaranteed are, you'll see three of them at the very tippy top of the page on Google. It's got the little green check mark next to it, and it says Guaranteed. Okay? So Google Guaranteed is a program where leads come directly to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing them with anyone else. Okay? But there are certain requirements that Google requires for that program. So for your industry, and I did want to confirm your zip code is the 97502, right? That's where you're based out of, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for your industry, they do require, all businesses have to do a background check. They're just looking to see if you have, like, you know, felonies, right? And then they also require your business license for the business, certificate of liability, as well as the insurance. Do you have that? The business license and insurance? Okay. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable. You fill out the application. You upload your documents. You have a scheduled appointment with our technician who handles the Google Guaranteed program. And he just reviews everything to make sure that you've got everything filled out and all the documents are included. And we help with the push through. Okay. Now, it takes between 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. Once you get approved, that's when they will follow up with you. Okay. Our rep, and he'll say, okay, Greg, you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed program. Are you ready for us to turn on your leads? Now, your minimum monthly budget for your leads, which I'm pulling up right now for you, is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Okay? We start you with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program before you start investing more money. Okay? So, for your minimum monthly budget, you're looking at $539. That gives you up to 13 leads. Your leads, your cost per lead is $41.33. But here's the kicker. Okay? Let's say one of those leads was calling you to install a roof. It's outside of your services. It's considered an unqualified lead, so Google is going to credit that lead back to you. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's say you did. What's in that budget rolls over to the next month. So that following month, you're not being charged $539 again. You're only being charged for the one lead that you received, which is $41.33. And the reason that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. Basically, Google's backing up your work. And that's why they call it Google Guaranteed.
Okay, and another question I have kind of is, you said it was $539 a month.
Uh-huh.
And $41 a lead?
$41.33 per lead. So let's say you get approved, right? Our representative, Ivan, would call you, reach out to you and say, okay, Greg, you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed. Do you want us to turn on the leads now, right? You say yes. So on that date is when you would be charged the $539. So as you're getting a lead, it's like having $539 in a bank, right? As each lead is coming in, it's deducting $41.33 from that $539. So if you only got one lead.
I got that. So
okay.
Wait up. I kind of get what you're saying because I work with HomeAdvisor. So it's not $539 a month regardless. That's about $5.39 is like a credit, but every lead is $41.30.
$41.33, correct. And it just deducts from there.
If I get two or three leads, I'm only charged for those two or three leads. I'm not going to get charged $5.39 in full the whole month.
No, because the following month, what happens is what the budget you had left over, if you only got two leads, whatever was left in that budget, it rolls over to the next month. So meaning the next month, you're only paying back for the two leads that you received in the month before. So you're always going to have $539 in your budget. Now, of course, if you got all 13 leads, right, then, of course, you would pay the $539.
And if I wanted more calls and I like it, I can up my monthly budget.
Absolutely. Your cost per lead would not change. Not the cost per lead. What would change is your monthly budget. If you wanted to take 30 leads, you want to take 30 leads, absolutely, you can increase it. If you need to pause your leads, you can do that too. If you need to shut them off because let's say you're super bombarded, right, with work and you can't take on any more calls right now, you're going to call us, tell us to turn off the leads. We turn them off, and then when you want them turned back on, you call us so we can turn them back on.
And then I got to call you guys. It's not an app you guys have yet where I can just freeze it and unfreeze it?
No, we don't have the app yet. You would just reach out to Ivan, and we're really responsive. So especially when you're wanting your leads turned off, right? It's real simple. But, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have
charged, an app yet. I have 530. So if I have $539 in my thing and I pause it for all month, next month when I turn it on, I don't get charged again. I still have that $539
credit,
right?
Correct. But let's say you paused it and you had already gotten like three leads, right? So when you pause it, when you turn it back on, it's just going to keep eating off of what was left over. Make sense? But we always want to make sure that you have the $539 in the budget. Mm-hmm.
I got what you're saying there. And then another thing is to, and it's not a problem to call and freeze it and unfreeze it whenever. That's not a penalty.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, no, there's no penalty on you. When you need them off, they're off. You know what I mean? When you need them on, then they're back on. It's a really good program.
And the only thing I'm kind of worried about, it sounds really good and on top as well all the time. When people search for free service, I'll pop up on top, right?
Yes, because the Google, so like when you're doing a search on Google, right, the first thing you'll see is Google Guaranteed, then you'll see the Google Ads underneath of that, and then you'll see the local map. The Google Guaranteed are always the first ones. You'll see three of them, okay? So the cool thing about Google Guaranteed is because it shows that green check mark and it says Google Guaranteed right next to it, okay, it inclines the potential client. It makes them more prone to select you because they know that you've met Google's requirements for that program. And here's another kicker, right? Google is going to give you a direct number, okay, that's going to be linked to your phone. It's like a tracking number, okay? All the calls are recorded. So it's not like you got to fight and say, listen, that guy was calling me for a roof and that's not my service. Because the calls are recorded, Google's going to know which ones are not qualified, right? Now, let's say when you pick up the phone, okay, you're going to actually hear the prompt. You're going to know it's an actual lead coming from the Google Guaranteed program because it'll say incoming Google Guaranteed lead. It's an automated voice message that you'll hear before you're connected with that prospect. They're live calls.
Okay, and then if it's something I don't like, I can stop it whenever as well. I can say I'm not interested.
Absolutely. The only thing right now that you would be paying, Greg, is just the application fee of the $250, right? We send you the application, we schedule a client interview for you to go over the application, make sure we have your documents that have already been uploaded, Okay. Google does require 5 Google reviews. And when I was looking at your Google profile page, you have 17. Excellent job on that. You've done an excellent job on that. So you got that covered, right? They just need your business license, your certificate of liability. Okay. Now the process, like I said, it takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. So the sooner you fill out that application, the faster it's going to get moving, right? Once you get approved, remember, you're not going to be charged for any leads until you get approved, and Ivan will call you first to see when you want the leads turned on, because he's going to follow up with you to let you know you've been approved. So that's how it works. It's an excellent program.
I kind of get everything. You got, it sounds really good, and I see a guy, he got it. He heard the good news before me. He's already there. How does that work if my other competitors... Yeah, how does that work when my other competitors start getting it? How is that going to work for us?
Well, and here's the thing, like when you're looking at Google Guaranteed, like right now, when I'm looking at Google Guaranteed, I'll tell you who's on there, right? So with Google Guaranteed, it's rotations, right? But it's not like the type of leads that you're sharing, like on Angie's Leads, and it's not to put them down. It's their process, right? We work with a lot of their clients, and I feel, you know, they're decent directory, okay? I got nothing bad to say. I know others do, but, you know, you're always fighting for the leads, right? Because you're just always fighting for them, okay? Mm-hmm. Right now, when I'm looking at Google Guaranteed, the only company I see right now is LNJ Tree Service. Are you familiar with them?
You cut it out for a minute. Is it who?
Oh, LNJ Tree Service.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So they're the guys that are up there right now on Google Guaranteed. So really, they're the only ones that are listed there. So it's pretty open.
Is that how that's going to work?
It's pretty open right now because there's only one company. Okay. Yeah, in your area.
And then another thing is too, is this paid, I pay for the lead as a phone call or I get paid, what happens if they just click it? It's not pay per click, it's pay per call, right?
It's pay per call. So like in other words, right? What they're going to see is this profile page, okay? In the Google Guaranteed, it's going to have, it's like a profile page on Google, but it looks different because it has your business name, your reviews, your years in business. It'll show whether you're open right now or whether you're closed. It's going to have a click to call, click to share. And then it goes on to show that past license check, past background check, has business insurance. It shows your hours of operation. It shows your phone number. It shows, you know, for example, like this guy, he has services, cabling and bracing, stump removal, tree planting, tree removal, tree transplanting, tree trimming, pruning, and other. Now, the areas that he put down that he serves is Medford. Okay, he serves Central Point. And then it has Medford underneath of that. So that's what he has listed, right? And then that's how the profile page will look. So when they're clicking on your phone number, they're just calling you directly. It's a click to call. So that's why.
Okay. And then,
you've been a business owner for a minute, right? And you always answer your phone. Okay. When this program isn't successful for businesses, and I'm going to tell you when. When companies aren't picking up that phone, okay? When someone's calling you and you're not answering that call, you're missing out on a lead, right? So, I mean, you answer your phone all the time, so I don't see a problem with that. But there's business owners out there that they don't answer the phone. You know what I mean? And so they're missing out on opportunities. You sound like you're real about it. You know what I mean? You're not afraid to work. You're trying to keep yourself busy, right? So
yes,
that's how it works.
Okay, that's, and then another exactly question is to you said about the leads. If somebody calls me for a roof, I still have to call in and say that guy called me about a roof?
No, because
No,
Google credits it right back because all the calls are recorded, so they're going to know that it's not a qualified lead. Now, if you talk
without
to someone,
me calling in, or I still have to keep
right. No, without you calling in. You can, but they're all recorded. So they're going to know that it's unqualified and they're going to credit it right back. I know with Angie's Leads, I've heard, you know, some people are like, hey man, that wasn't qualified. they weren't looking for anybody, or you know what I mean? And you got to fight with them, right?
Constantly. I get that. And that's what I'm worried about. Another thing is too, I'm kind of
not
worried about
it.
Sometimes they call. They're not really interested. Sometimes I'll call them. They want a tree, but they'll say, "Oh, I was just filling out the application, thinking I'll get a quote over the phone, but I'm not interested in any tree work. I do have a tree, but I thought I was gonna get a quote over the phone, which kind of sounds ridiculous. But I've been told that several times.
Yeah.
And I told them I can give you a free estimate. They said, "No, we're not interested in any free estimates.
So
we're just thinking we're gonna get a quote on the phone."
So in that case, that is considered unqualified, because if someone calls you, right, and you didn't talk to them about price, you didn't set an appointment to give them an estimate, it's not a qualified lead. If they called you and they're telling you, "Oh, I wasn't looking to get any service," then why are you calling? It's unqualified. Do you see what
I'm
saying?
Right, yeah. I get a lot of those, and it's weird. Yeah, it's pretty crazy
I get
a lot of calls to home advisor, and they're not serious.
You know what, Greg? I hear it all the time. I was just talking to a business owner last week, and he does roofs, you know, and he was so upset because he said that he had received a lead, right? So he called, and the person on the phone had told them, "Oh no, we weren't looking for anything." And he's like, "I just literally got this lead, and it was that you were requesting information." They're like, "No, we don't even know how you got our information." Okay? He got charged for it.
Yeah, it'd be a wrong name, wrong number, or something.
Well, then he gets another one, right? He calls it right away, calls on the lead, because he says, I know that they're being, you know, sent to other businesses, and I'm trying to stay on top of it, right? He calls it, and they tell him, "Oh, we already found somebody." He's like, "How did you find someone? I just got this lead, like, literally 2 minutes ago." They're like, "Oh, yeah, we actually found someone last week." And he was charged.
Yes.
Right?
I get a lot of weird things like that. That's what I'm worried about, is jumping into another nightmare like that.
Yeah. No. And listen, and this is why I'm telling you. So, like, your physical phone number isn't going to show on the Google guaranteed lead. What's going to show on there is it's going to actually be a number that Google is going to assign. It's a direct tracking number. And it's because this is how you're going to know that call is an actual Google guaranteed lead. It's a recorded call. You also get a reporting ROI. So you're going to have a reporting system. You're able to track the performance of the program. Okay. As far as like the calls that you're receiving. Okay. You're going to be able to track all of that. It's shared with you on a spreadsheet. So it's not just taking our word for it, right? You have to have a reporting of your data. And the Google Guaranteed program, it's not just someone looking on their desktop. I mean, it's available, someone even looking from their iPhone, their Android, their tablet. So it's visible from any type of device that you're using, that they can pull it up on the Google Guaranteed.
Okay, and then so I like the sound of everything. Once I get approved and application's done, I go right I pop up on top right away.
Yeah, it takes, I know with the application process, it's 4 to 8 weeks, right? In the meantime, we're creating the content and everything.
Right.
Once you get approved, and what'll happen too, just so you know, Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton and the other one's called Evident ID to do the background check. So as soon as Ivan finds out which company it is that's going to send you either a text or an email, okay, they're going to be requesting for you to send the front copy, like the front picture of your license, of your driver's license, and the back of it, or your ID or your passport, right? So he'll let you know, be on the lookout. It's Evident ID, okay, that's going to be requesting for the front and back of your license, because so that way they can run the background check. Once you get approved, okay, then that's when he'll reach out to you and say, when do you want the leads turned on? You've been approved. If you say turn them on now, he's going to turn them on. Okay? If you say turn them on tomorrow or turn them on this date, he's going to turn them on that date. And that's when you're being charged the first month, the 539. So it's on the day that you approve for us to turn on the leads, once you've been approved for the program.
Okay, I might have a little bit more questions here and there, but other than that, what do we need to get us started?
All we need is just for me and you to kind of go over like the business verification and everything. And then all you're going to pay is the $250 application fee. I'm going to send you the application and then just go over with you again what you need to fill out. And then we're also going to schedule your client interview with Ivan, our representative. But I want to make sure that you get that application done before your interview. Okay? And all he's doing, because so this way he can look at the application, make sure everything's filled out.
And what is that like, over a phone, in person?
It's over the phone. It takes about, we always block out a 30-minute window, okay? And basically, he's just reviewing everything with you, okay? And then you typically keep it within the 30-mile
okay,
radius, right?
I don't know the exact radius, but from Ashland to Shady Cove.
Okay.
I'm in Medford Central Point area, and I go as far as Ashland to Shady Cove to to Grants Pass. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but I have to check the mileage, but I believe it's around 30, 35 miles.
Yeah. And listen, and you could even name it by the cities if you want, that you want to target. It's wherever your license, wherever your business license and wherever your insurance is going to cover, you can cover it. You know what I mean? Those areas.
Okay.
What's
okay. How late do you guys close?
I'm supposed to be off right now, but I'm on the phone. We're in California. We're the same time zone. So what do you need from me so we can go ahead and get this started?
Well, I'm just a little, like I said, I was busy and I'm already outside of the place I'm supposed to be inside right now.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know if I'll have time today. What time you guys close today?
Well, we're closed now, except I stay on the phone until my last call. I don't just hang up on you at 4 o'clock.
Can I call tomorrow as soon as I get off work?
What time do you get off of work tomorrow?
It's not a scheduled time, just what time we finish our two jobs that we have set up. If we have a hardworking crew, it just depends. But I'm usually off by one, between 1 and 3 o'clock.
Okay. So let me...
By 1 to 3 o'clock, I'm usually off around that time.
Around 1 to 3 o'clock. Okay. So let me do this. We're on the same time zone. I'm always here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those are our work hours, Monday through Friday. So let me do this, because I know we're talking on a cell phone, right? That would be silly if it was a house phone, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, I know, right? Okay, so I'm going to do this for you right now, Greg. Who's the one in the background? Hi. I didn't know who else I was speaking with. Yeah, is someone else there with us on the phone?
No, just me.
Just you? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So did you get the text message I just sent you, Greg? It says, hi, this is Nadine Medina. Okay, perfect. All right. So let me do this too, since we're on the phone. What's the best email for you? I'm going to send it to you all in writing on the Google Guaranteed program.
Oh, it sounds great.
Okay.
It's going to be Arbor.
Arbor. You cut out on
Arbor Tech.
Uh-huh.
Arbor Tech.
Yes.
G-O at Gmail. Uh-huh. At Gmail.
Okay, so Arbor Tech, G-O at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes.
So let me do this. So the email that you're going to be receiving right now is coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to say in the subject part of the email, Google Guaranteed. It's going to outline everything that we talked about, the one-time $250 application fee. Underneath of that, I put that it's the tree service vertical, okay, because that's what it's called, and then the $539 minimum monthly budget, and then the $41.33 cost per lead. So that way you see that there, okay? And then it just kind of gives you the breakdown on what's included, a little bit about the Google Guaranteed program. So it should be in your inbox already, okay? If you don't see it right away in your inbox, Greg, check your promotional box because you've never gotten a correspondence from me.
Right, okay. Yeah, I checked all of them and spam, but sometimes it takes a minute, but.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a minute. I don't mind staying on the phone with you to make sure you got it. You might see my photo on there.
Okay. Also, where I'm at, it's really bad internet all the time.
Bad, oh, okay.
Every time I come here, it has bad internet.
Got it. Yeah, you have great reviews. I've been looking through. I've been seeing on your Angie's Leads, too. You have good reviews on there. You got like 34 of them.
I hope I keep it up.
Yeah. What I would recommend is
keep it up.
You will. I mean, come on. I would definitely recommend keep having
them. No, I know. I'm a good worker.
Keep having them leave your reviews on Google.
That's what I'm trying to.
You know those never go away. Your reviews on Google, they don't disappear. If you ever catch them on Angie's Leads, like your content's gone. You know what I mean? I would direct them to leave your reviews. I mean, not saying don't do it on Home Advisor, but I would be more inclined to having them leave it on Google.
No, okay. I'm with you on that. I know, and I heard somewhere too, the more reviews you get, the more they start charging you for your leads too. I heard. I don't know if that's true, but.
I don't know. I've never heard that. I don't know, but I know with Google, the more reviews you got on there, the more inclined, you know what I mean? And the better for you. You know what I mean? It just shows, it's like that other, what we call word of mouth advertising. You know what I mean? Is what it is. So it looks a lot better, makes more people more inclined to selecting you, you know? And it's not to say that someone who's got a little bit of reviews that they don't get work, but I mean, see it this way. When you're doing a search on Google, right, looking for a store or somewhere to go buy parts or whatever the case may be, who are you more inclined to calling? If it's a service that you can't do yourself and you're trying to find someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's why I say, like, at least you know with Google, your reviews don't disappear. And you've done an excellent job, Greg. So,
right.
I mean, you should be proud of yourself for that. I mean, it's your clients that are saying good stuff about you. You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and I'm getting very interested in wanting to build my business.
And this is a way to do it.
So I got your email now.
Okay, perfect. You got it? Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
And then a text message, I can call you tomorrow when I'm off?
Absolutely. If you want to text me and say, Nadine, can you call me? I'm ready. I'll call you too. I get my text messages. Okay?
And that's at that 1-877 number?
Yes. You're going to call the 877-635-6225 number and make sure that you use my extension, 623. That's my extension. I think when you call,
okay,
I haven't called the office in forever, but I think when you call, it'll say press 1 or press the number for the party you're trying to reach or say the name, and you just say Nadine. I'm the only Nadine in this company. my name is not a common name.
No, I haven't heard it. Sounds good, so we'll talk tomorrow.
Awesome. Sounds good. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a good afternoon.
You too, thanks.
You're welcome, Greg. Bye.